This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Millions of workers are ringing in 2018 with a pay raise. As of today, 18 states and 20 cities have a new higher minimum wage. Maine's going up $1 to $10 an hour, California $11 an hour. Then you have cities like Minneapolis, Tacoma, Albuquerque doing their own thing, setting a higher local minimum than their states. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman looks at the emerging patchwork of minimum wages and how that's affecting businesses.
Most business groups and the think tanks that align with them oppose higher minimum wages, whether at the federal, state, or local level. Michael Saltzman is with the Center-Right Employment Policies Institute.
I think any increase in the minimum wage is counterproductive.
He says statewide minimum wage hikes at least provide a level playing field for businesses. By contrast, he points out New York now has 14 different minimums, depending on locality, number of employees, and industry. In California,
right now, if you take an hour bike ride in the Bay Area, you're going to ride through, you know, whatever, 8 or 9 different minimum wages. If a business can't move to lower labor costs, and if they can't offset it through higher prices, their only option then is to close their doors.
That's not the reaction of Colorado business owner Edwin Zhou. He operates 2 Chinese restaurants in the Denver area with 40 employees, and the minimum wage he has to pay just went up nearly 10% to $10.20 an hour. Zhou admits he's in the minority among restaurant owners, but says,
if restaurants as an industry has to take a hit in the short run so that low-income workers can do better in our economy, it's a price worth paying.
There is increasing pushback against the spread of state and local minimum wage laws from Republican legislators and pro-business legal groups, says Sade Gebrselassie at the Progressive National Employment Law Project. As cities and states exercise their power to set their own rates,
opponents of the minimum wage are challenging their authority through litigation. Other places we've seen state legislatures actually act to revoke a city's power.
Statewide measures to raise the minimum wage might make the ballot this November in Missouri, Ohio, Michigan, and Massachusetts. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.